Volume 3, Part 1 of Herodotus's Histories. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Rachel Klippenstein. Histories, Volume 3, by Herodotus of Halicarnassus, translated by E.D. Godley, Part 1. When the message concerning the fight at Marathon came to Darius, son of Hystaspes, already greatly angry against the Athenians for their attack upon Sardis, he was now much more angry and eager to send an expedition against Hellas. Immediately he sent messengers to all the cities and commanded them to equip an army, instructing each to provide many more ships and horses and provisions and transport vessels than they had before. Asia was in commotion with these messages for 3 years, as the best men were enrolled for service against Hellas and made preparations. In the 4th year the Egyptians, whom Cambyses had enslaved, revolted from the Persians. Thereupon Darius was even more eager to send expeditions against both. But while Darius was making preparations against Egypt and Athens, a great quarrel arose among his sons concerning the chief power in the land. They held that before his army marched he must declare an heir to the kingship according to Persian law. 3 sons had been born to Darius before he became king by his first wife, the daughter of Gobryas, and 4 more after he became king by Atossa, daughter of Cyrus. Artabazanes was the oldest of the earlier sons, Xerxes of the later, and as sons of different mothers they were rivals. Artabazanes pleaded that he was the oldest of all Darius's offspring, and that it was everywhere customary that the eldest should rule. Xerxes argued that he was the son of Cyrus's daughter Atossa, and that it was Cyrus who had won the Persians their freedom. While Darius delayed making his decision, it chanced that at this time Demaratus, son of Ariston, had come up to Susa, in voluntary exile from Lacedaemonia, after he had lost the kingship of Sparta. Learning of the contention between the sons of Darius, this man, as the story goes, came and advised Xerxes to add this to what he said, that he had been born when Darius was already king and ruler of Persia, but Artabazanes when Darius was yet a subject. Therefore it was neither reasonable nor just that anyone should have the royal privilege before him. At Sparta, too, advised Demaratus, it was customary that if sons were born before their father became king, and another son born later when the father was king, the succession to the kingship belongs to the later born. Xerxes followed Demaratus's advice, and Darius judged his plea to be just, and declared him king. But to my thinking, Xerxes would have been made king even without this advice, for Atossa held complete sway. After declaring Xerxes king, Darius was intent on his expedition. But in the year after this and the revolt of Egypt, death came upon him in the midst of his preparations.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?